Welcome to our discussion of the nature of Rosh Hashanah. What is the true meaning of Rosh Hashanah? The Torah gives us very little evidence as to the actual meaning of Rosh Hashanah, simply saying in Parshat Pinchas, Yom Teruah Yelachem. It should be a day of shofar blasts. What is the meaning of that? What type of day is a day of shofar blasts? On the one hand, we have the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, 33b, where it says that the Tirgum, that the translation of the day of blasts is Yom Yivava Yehelachon. It should be a day of wailing. It's a day of tears. As such, it's a sad day. Rosh Hashanah is to be a sad day. However, the idea of blowing and being remembered before God for some sort of blowing is also found in Parshat Balotcha. And there it seems to be in the context of good days and happy days. There it says, "V'yom simchatchem," in the day of your joys, "uv'mo'adechem," and your holidays, "uv'rashei chadchechem," and on your first of your month, which Rosh Hashanah is a first of the month, "utzkatem b'chatzotzerot," you should blow the trumpets, "alotechem v'alzivchechem," "v'alzivchei shalmechem," you should blow your horns over the various sacrifices, you should be remembered before your God, I am the Lord your God. It seems in that context that the trumpets, similar to shofar, are blown at a time of great rejoicing. So perhaps Rosh Hashanah should be a happy and joyous occasion. In fact, on one particular Rosh Hashanah, in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, they read before the Jewish people in the temple, in the Holy Temple, in Beis HaMikdash, they read the Torah to them, and the people began to cry. The people were weeping. Kibochim kol ha'am kishomam et divrei Torah. They cried, they wept when they heard the words of the Torah on this very Rosh Hashanah day. And Ezra and Nehemiah and the crowd said to them, wait a minute. Lechu ishlu ichlu mashmanim. Go eat fatty foods. Ushtu mamtakim. Drink something sweet. Bishilchu manot le'nachonlo. Send shalach manos, gifts to those who don't have. Ki kadosh hayom la'adoneinu. It's a holy day to our Lord. Al teyatzavu. Do not be sad. Ki chedvat Hashem hi ma'uschem. The joy of God, that will be your strength. So it seems that they told him not to be sad. It's not supposed to be a sad day. The one hand, the Targum, the Aramaic translation of the day of blast is that it's a day of wailing. And here Ezra and Nehemiah say to the people, do not be sad. It should be a day of rejoicing. Which one is it? This debate continued very much in full force in the days of the Gaonim, the days of the sages who lived prior to Rashi, after the period of the Talmud, in the Gaonic period. And there a terrible debate broke out. What if a person wants to fast on Rosh Hashanah? Would that be appropriate or not? So one rabbi from the Chuvot Anshei Eretz Yisrael, the people in the land of Israel where they used to fast on Rosh Hashanah, they said that some people say that we're violating Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah because we fast on Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. Between the 10 days of repentance, we fast on that day as well. And he says, you know what my answer is? You think it's bad that we fast on Rosh Hashanah or on the Shabbos of Tshuva? Halavai shekol Yisrael yecholim la'asot kein. He says, my answer is, I wish everyone would fast on Rosh Hashanah. On the contrary, that's a wonderful thing. And he says Magen Avos quotes another authority who says that Kvarnagu Lisanos, we do that. We fast on these days, whether it's Shabbos or whatever it is. Chenaminik b'shtei yeshivos. That's what we do in the two yeshivos. Which ones? Probably in Israel and in Surah. Pumbedita, however, they did not fast. And we have all sorts of tshuvot here from different authorities. Rav Haigon says, no, he says, we don't even fast on Tisha B'Av that falls on Shabbos. How can we fast on Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbos? Rav Haigon said, no, we should not fast. Rabbi Natronai Gaon, another rabbi from that period, he made a compromise. He says, B'yom Tov Rishon, the first day, you should not fast. But on the second day, on Shabbat, that you could fast. Different types of opinions. The Meiri in his Chibur HaTshuva, his book on Shuva, also quotes the many authorities, and he quotes, some say you should, and some say you shouldn't. But Reb Sadia Gaon, quoted in the Shibboleth Leket very beautifully, says, I can bring you proofs from the Torah, from the prophets. And he brings this verse from Ezra and says, we see, you see that you're not supposed to fast. Ezra told them not to fast on this day. Or as the Sefer HaManig, one of the Rishonim, the early authorities from Provence, as he says, Mikan tshuva l'misanim Rosh Hashanah. The very fact that the verse in Ezra says that you should go home and eat is an answer to those who say that you should fast on Rosh Hashanah. With many authorities opposed to the notion of fasting on Rosh Hashanah, nonetheless, the Shulchan Aruch, the Code of Jewish Law, does say that those who are very holy and have the custom of fasting on Rosh Hashanah, and they say that if you have the custom and you don't fast, maybe you won't make it through the year. It's okay. In that case, you could fast. And in fact, most Jews do fast in a way. Because if you think about it, most of us don't get home for lunch till about 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. And that means that we could be fasting. And there are those mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah who say that it's okay. If on Rosh Hashanah you didn't eat until afternoon, even though that might constitute some form of fasting, Tanit Shaot, it's all right. On Rosh Hashanah, it is a day in which it's appropriate to have some abstention from food. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch recommends not to eat too much. You can eat, but not too much on Rosh Hashanah. So what is the nature of this day? What sort of day is this Rosh Hashanah? Is Rosh Hashanah a day we should be sad, a day of weeping and tears, a shofar that represents the tears to God, the moaning and the weeping, the shivarim and the trua, the broken heart? Or is Rosh Hashanah a day of rejoicing, as it says there in Ezra and Nehemiah, in Nehemiah Perek Chet, that we should do what? Al teyatzvu, do not be sad. Chedvat Hashem himauschem. Midrash says that most people on a day of judgment would be very sad, but we're very confident. We dress nicely and we eat, and we're not concerned because we know we'll be judged properly. I'd like to suggest that Rosh Hashanah can be a sad day, it can be a happy day. If we feel that we're so worried about our avirot, our sins, if we haven't done shuvah, we haven't done our job, then it's truly a day of weeping and regret and remorse. Like the Jews in the days of Ezra, we look at the Torah and we begin to cry. This is what we're supposed to do, and this is where my life stands. It's a day of tears. However, just like you can translate that it's a day of tears, there is another translation as well. Some of the Hasidic authorities, including the Rebbe of Slonim, point to the Rashi in Balak. Rashi there says, "Utruas melech bo," the Jewish people have the trua of the melech. What is a trua? What is a day of trua? Rashi says that you know what trua is? Lashon chiba v'reyus. A trua comes from the word reya, your friend. Yahavta lo reyacha kamocha, love your neighbor as yourself, your friend. You know what it is? It's a day of friendship. Rosh Hashanah can be a day of closeness with God, a day of friendship, or it can be a day of tears. It depends on us. Are we ready to do tshuva and to turn our sins into merit? To turn the past and turn a new page? In that case, it's a day of rejoicing. It's a day of friendship and closeness with God. But if simply more of the same, and we can't fail to do tshuva, then today indeed, Rosh Hashanah will become a day of tears. Rosh Hashanah has great potential. We hope and we wish everyone they should have a Shana Tova, Mtuka, Shana Schaim V'Shalom should be a year of great health for all. And indeed, we should not have to have tears of regret, but we should have a feeling of closeness and friendship with God. I'd like to thank Jason Lefkowitz for making this viewing possible. And I'd like to encourage anyone who'd like to comment to write to me, Rabbi Joel Finkelstein, at rabbijmf@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshe Sefarad Beth El Emeth Congregation here in Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you.